Before we dive into today's episode, I want to invite you to be part of a 3-day challenge that I'm hosting starting next Monday, July 8th. This challenge is called Trusting Your Feminine Voice, and I'm going to be sharing with you 3 easily applied techniques to access your feminine energy, to spend more time in this vortex, and how to use this natural superpower that every one of you have to grow your business and ignite your life. I'm going to be walking you through a meditation and giving you these techniques. You may just find that this is the missing link that you have been looking for. I look forward to seeing you in this challenge. To join, please go to thefemininecollective.co/challenge. Again, that's thefemininecollective.co/challenge. And you can also join by joining the free Facebook group, The Feminine Collective. I'll be sharing with you when I'm going live, all the details of how the challenge works, and one of you lucky winners will be receiving a prize worth over $1,000. So I cannot wait to see you in this group, in this challenge, supporting you to open up to this unbelievable power that every single one of us has. Can't wait to see you there. Welcome to the Soul of Business. My name is Heidi Stevens, and I'm a coach for women entrepreneurs just like you. My intention for this podcast is to share tools and techniques that I've found invaluable as I've built and scaled businesses over the past 10 years. My mission is to help you uplevel your mindset, get clear on your strategy, and access your intuition to create a business and a life better than you think is possible. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of inspiration and place to go for tools, techniques, and the perspective shift that you need to go out and get what you desire. Let's get started. Well, hello there. Happy Monday. I hope you're doing great. I am coming off a really, really restful weekend. I hope you are too, enjoying all the 4th of July long weekend holidays, those of you that are in the U.S. For those of you that are not, hope that you had a great weekend as well. So this 4th of July, we spent it just laying low and spent the morning with family, just the 4 of us. And then in the afternoon, we went and saw some friends at a friend's house, did a little barbecuing. And then in the late afternoon, we joined our neighbors in this annual barbecue, I guess you'd say, or potluck. And the street closes down and everyone brings, some salad or barbecue ribs or whatever it is and gathers for a 4th of July fun day, family day. And when I first moved into the house a couple years ago and I got the flyer that says that they closed down the road on the 4th of July, I thought, what? Like, this is full on, suburbia. Those of you that are not in a major hub may think, Heidi, this is not that big of a deal. Neighbors get together all the time. And while I hear you, those of you that live in Los Angeles or a major city, you know how much of a rarity it is to actually gather and connect with the people that live right next to you. And I just absolutely adore and love that in the middle of Los Angeles, we have this neighborhoodly vibe and feel, and it's a bunch of families and people that have lived on our street since the 1950s, and then there's, some newer homes that have gone in like ours, and it's just this, like, really coming together and gathering and celebration. And, kind of having this, coming off of this experience and coming out of the retreat in Sonoma and starting to open up the applications for the Feminine Collective, which is the community, that we are going to be starting in just a couple days here. It's like I am so tuned in and tapped into the power of community and how much we all just crave it and desire it. And we want to be a part of something bigger, we want to be more connected to each other, to ourselves. I truly believe that, at the core of our human experience, like, we're really all looking for fulfillment and peace and love and joy. And one of the ways to do that, one of the most gratifying ways to do that, is to connect and to connect in a more vulnerable and, in deeper way. And sometimes the connection is surface. It's a, barbecue over the 4th of July. And then other times we have these sacred spaces, like the retreat that I just held in Sonoma, where we really really have the ability to be vulnerable and go deep and heal and transform, and not only ourselves, but then, you know, pouring that out into our businesses. And, you know, I've been thinking about this a lot as, you know, the feminine collective is coming to life here. And I've been thinking, like, what is this really all about? Like, why am I so pulled to start this and to create this movement? For those of you that are in the Facebook group, the private Facebook group, you may have seen that I shared the other day why I'm starting this community, despite all of my business mentors telling me that it wasn't a good idea. And I get super fired up and passionate in this video. If you'd like to see it, feel free to go on over there. And you'll find it in one of the lives. But this is, I know, my purpose of why I'm here is to gather and to, you know, support and to inspire and to activate. And I think it's why so many of us are like in the entrepreneurial fields that we are in. And it's so easy to kind of start our missions and start our businesses with all intentions being very high, like to support each other and to do better in the world and to connect in a deeper way. And in whatever form you know, your kind of style is, or that you feel like that speaks through you, like there's so many of us that are up to that. And yet without being proactive and without putting ourselves out there, it can so easily just become sitting behind a computer and like doing your work and getting your website up and, you know, writing the social media post and like doing the thing that we think we're supposed to do, when really there is such a calling, an inner calling to connect. And yes, we have the beautiful way of connecting on social media and in the online space. And yet there's such a deepening that can happen when you do it offline. And so what I want to share with you guys today is to really kind of go into that a little bit more. You know, how can you start to build your own communities if you are feeling called to connect and to gather and to bring people together? And then how do you also find a community that works for you, like for you to be in and for you just to, you don't have to always lead them. I want to share with you some of my experiences being in communities, being in masterminds, being in, you know, peer led groups or paid groups, and why those have been some of the most expansive arenas that I have been in, not only for myself professionally, but also personally. So let's dive in to the first one here. Well, first, before we do that, let's just talk about connection and the human experience and, you know, and this desire to have more intimacy. I believe that intimacy is really about an inner journey into me, I see. And we are all like wanting to peel back the layers. It's scary, right? It's like, I don't know if we're all wanting to consciously walking around going, yeah, I want to be vulnerable and I want to, you know, wear my heart on my sleeve and I want to show who I really am. But at your core, it's like, that is why you're here. Like your soul came into this human body to fully express, to fully like show your creativity, to fully shine, share whatever message or gift or creativity that you have. Like that is why your soul picked this human form and human body to come into. And the degree that we kind of push that away and push those little like areas that's down or don't want to feel our emotions or don't want it, like it's like I get it. Like we're all on our different journeys and different paths and have our own kind of stages of evolution and our own stages of like peeling back the layers. I just know for me, the more intimate I get with myself and then I'm willing to share that with others, the more filled up that I get. I don't care how much money you have or how great your body looks or if you have the hottest husband or if you have the best look. It's like none of that matters. That's all just stuff and a facade for what we're really going through. And so for you to first look within, right? First look inside and go, what's really going on here? And where can I dive a little bit deeper? And for those of you that even this thought or, you know, having this conversation kind of brings up the hair on the back of your neck, I hear you. I see you. I feel you. I do get it. I have personally been now on this personal journey for, I think it's been over 15 years now. So I'm just a little bit more open, right, to these kind of deeper conversations and willingness to go inside. But for those of you that are like, that's kind of new, all good. You take baby steps, right? You take baby steps into your own intimacy. You lean into perhaps one brave conversation or one hard conversation or one thing that you're like, this is a little bit scary, or one area where you're going to start, you know, doing things outside of your comfort zone. But the first step is just to look within. And from that place, then go, okay, how do I just be really real with another human being? How do I tell the honest truth? And here is what I've found, is that it is in the communities. It is in the space where you can create, where you feel safe, where you really feel connected, that you can start sharing these deeper truths. I saw it with the women when we just went to Sonoma, right? It's like they came in, they had been working together on, quote unquote, online. We'd been getting on videos. They'd been seeing each other. We were sharing Voxers. And like, there was a level of knowing one another, of intimacy, of sacredness that they all came into this experience with. So there was just a level of trust that we didn't have to like build up that trust. Like they just were able to come in and then just share their honest truth and to feel whatever feelings they needed to feel and to move through those. And then to then create space to have the plan for their business or, you know, their next launch or their next thing or saving money so that they could do X, Y, and Z or saying no to clients so they no longer, like, it's like space was created so that then the thing that they really wanted to do in their business was able to come forward. So for all of you, it's like, where is that community? How do you create that both not only for yourself, but then for others? If you're in the type of work that I'm in, if this is something that you desire to do, you can literally start creating this space right here and now. Some of the girls that just finished Thrive and a few of them that are in my MBA program right now, they're starting to gather groups offline. It's so simple. So if this is something that you're wanting to do, I'm going to give you like a couple of tips here. All right. So number one, you set a clear intention. My intention is to gather. I'm just going to say gather women. My intention is to inspire them. My intention is to support them in, you know, in their own leveling up. Maybe for you, you're more into fitness or money mindset, or maybe you want to like, maybe you're a photographer and you want to gather a group of women and like share with them some tips about how they can, you know, pose in photos or be more vulnerable or why it's important for them like to get a photo shoot, like whatever it is, just like gathering the people. Okay. And here's what I know. I promise you that if there's a part of you that wants to step into more of this work and do more in-person things, and there's also part of you that's thinking, I don't have anything to say, or how do I structure an event, or I don't have anything that's meaningful to say. If you desire to gather people, you have something to say. And not only that, there's a power within you that simply by holding space and holding sacred space will transform and be of service to these people. So often we think that we have to have this whole long presentation or, you know, an hour and a half of content. And truthfully, just in the gathering and the holding and the intention setting of sacred space, transformation can occur. So number one, you set the intention. What is it that you are wanting these women to experience when they walk out of the space? Number two, where do you want to hold this event? Number three, who is on the invite list? And that is it. Like all setting the intention, gathering the space. If your home is a nice enough place to do it, awesome. Maybe you can find a yoga studio. Maybe you do your first gathering at the beach on the grass. It's all about just gathering and getting the people together, okay? Then you need to have some type of like opening, right? Some type of structure. And the way that I typically like to do these things, and I'm just riffing here and brainstorming with you guys, this is how things have worked in the past that I have done. You gather people, right? Maybe it's 5 people, maybe it's 10 people, maybe it's 20 people. And you share your intention for the day. If it's a small group, you can have everyone else share their intention. My intention is to support you all in up-leveling your money mindset, in getting and being able to walk out of here with clarity in how you desire to raise your prices, to shift your income, to have a deeper experience or a deeper relationship with your money at the end of this 2 hours. Something very, very, very simple. You share your intention, you have everyone else share their intention, and then you say like a 5-minute piece. So here are 3 tips that you could use to up-level your money mindset. You just say one thing, 3 tips, 7 ways, here's one process, here's a meditation, here's 3 things to think about, something, have it, it'll probably be around 5 to 10 minutes. You then can have everyone do like a journaling experience to actually integrate what you're telling them and get it into their body, and then you can open it up for sharing, for communication, for back and forth, for them, like, you know, talking and connecting, which is so much of what we want. And we think that we have to have every single thing planned out. Here's the deal. I go on these 2-day, 3-day retreats. I'm like literally hosting these women, and there is very, very, very little that I plan, because I know that spirit working inside of me and letting that message come through, and I'm confident enough in like opening myself up in that way and holding this space for them, that I trust my intention is that every woman is going to get out of that experience what they need. And as I'm going in, like the day before or 2 days before, I may have like a hit of like, oh yeah, this is exactly what everyone needs. And I meditate on every single one of the women before I go in, and it's like, and boom, like they get, and then I ask them what they need. There is just so much wisdom and transformation that can occur when we just start doing the simple things, asking, listening, holding space, holding sacred space. So for you all, if you are wondering, thinking, considering doing a deeper dive with your work and you're wanting to gather people, I personally have found that this is one of the easiest, simplest ways to start converting people that already know, like, and trust you. And it's one of the fastest ways to build the know, like, and trust factor, which can happen so much faster in the offline community than in an online space, understandably. So just start doing it. If you have questions on this, I'd love for you to, you know, shoot me a DM on Instagram, ask me them, come in the Feminine Collective free Facebook group that we have going on right now, and ask your questions about what we just talked about, gathering our community. Now, for all of you that also desire to be in a deeper community, it's time to go find your tribe, right? And so there are so many different ways that you can do this. I personally have found that in the entrepreneurial space, I have gotten the most from when I am investing in myself and in these communities. Like, there's stuff that you can get out of free communities and free Facebook groups, but as you guys probably know, people appreciate and actually use what they pay for. I forget who said it, but one of, you know, the favorite lines is like, the transformation is in the transaction. And so whether you go and you pay for like a very, you know, $19.99 for this membership site or $10,000 for this high-level mastermind, you need to do what works for you and what feels good and where you're at in your business and what it is that you're really desiring. But there is something so amazing about gathering and connecting with like-minded people and like-minded women. The women that just came out of Thrive, and then those that are in the MBA, those are my business courses that I really teach women how to get their business foundation set up, how to start building a personal brand, and how to start sharing and connecting with their message both on and offline. One of their biggest takeaways, we teach them so many tools in these groups and in these programs. And one of their like most profound, like the thing that they like the very most is the community, is the sisterhood, is like the camaraderie that they experience as they come out of these groups. They're like cheerleading each other along the way. They're supporting each other. When they have a bad day, they're like, they're helping each other get out of it. And that is exactly what I have personally experienced in different communities that I've been, both in, you know, peer-led masterminds, in masterminds that I've paid for, in communities that I'm in here in Los Angeles, in groups that I've hosted in my home. And that is the spirit in which I am starting the Feminine Collective with. We are opening enrollment for applications this Wednesday. And it's like, it is just this like coming together, both online and offline, to deepen inside of yourself, to start peeling back those layers, to start opening up to having more profound conversations with both yourself and others, your partners, your clients on sales calls, to start getting really clear and having the courage to have the boundaries, to say yes to the things that you know that you should be doing, to saying no to the things that are no longer worth your time, to create schedules, sacred, soulful schedules for yourself on a weekly basis, whether you're a mom or whether you are working both in corporate and you're starting your, you know, your thing on the side, your passion-based project. Like, this is one of the biggest things that I hear all the time is like, I don't have enough time. Time is simply an illusion. It is not like a finite thing. And it is, there is a way to transcend this when you go into the deeper, I'm going to just call it like the, like energetic ways. Like, we literally have the ability to bend time and space. And so these kinds of topics and so many others are going to be the conversation starters, are going to be the things that I'm teaching, that I'm going to be hosting circles for, and that I'm going to be supporting you to start implementing a different perspective in your life so that you can start transforming, not only having more intimacy inside of yourself, but connecting with other women, again, both in the online form and then in offline in retreats, which I'll be sharing a lot more about in the upcoming weeks, how to, you know, participate in the next retreat that I'm offering, how to get on the wait list for that, and how to have these unbelievable experiences that I just cannot talk about enough and I cannot say enough great things about. So community is powerful. I truly believe it is the catalyst for not only creating your own message, creating a container for your own message, and ultimately getting your own clients, and then also for your own personal development. It is key. It is key. So go find your tribe. If you feel like the Feminine Collective could be it for you, jump into our challenge that's starting today. It's called Trusting Your Feminine Voice. I'm going to be going live for 3 days, today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. And then on Wednesday, we're going to open up the enrollment and application process for the Feminine Collective. This is a founding members opportunity, and there is a limited time to get on into that. So be sure to check out all the information. The link is below, femininecollective.co, thefemininecollective.co. Can't wait to see you there, and I hope you have the most beautiful day. Bye-bye.